This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thank you guys for bringing us a first-class sports show to the city.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
All right, welcome back into The Drive. Shout out to our guy, Reggie. You should be listening to him every day. Him and Lopez and Figgy every day, 10 to 2. They come on In the Loop right before us. Shout out to him. He slid down onto the call from Clint right off the jump. He slid down to the spot, got some El Tiempo. Is that where he went?
Yeah. El Tiempo, baby. El
Tiempo. I'm always good raw dog in the drive.
Yeah, man. They got them old margaritas and then little queso, man. Little queso over there. Ron said he wanted queso and chips and margarita. And
he got the frozen ones, too. Yeah. That's where he got me, man. He did his thing there, and he stopped in. And it is my 41st birthday, hanging out, having a good time. And
breaking news from Sports Radio 610 is presented by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today.
All right, okay. Trying to celebrate birthday, drink a margarita or six, and we got here. So what's the breaking news, Tyler, at 3:02?
Well, I hope those LT margaritas, I hope they keep your vibe up because my vibe just got killed. Multiple reports coming in now.
Hendrick said don't get it killed.
Astros, big man, Yordan Alvarez. He has been placed on the injured list with right hand inflammation.
Son of a...
And they bring up Cesar Salazar from AAA, so they bring up another catcher
30
for
games
AAA. So maybe this means Diaz is going to be the DH for the most part. They bring up another catcher to replace him, so... listen, this isn't that big of a surprise when you saw him scratch 2 days in a row. And we also know that we have learned that they are probably lying to us when they say things like, hey, just needed to give him an extra day. Doesn't seem serious. That's what the Captain Joe Espada said yesterday. Doesn't seem serious. Just want to give him an extra day off.
Didn't I read a report that we don't really feel the need for imaging?
Yes, there it is.
From Joe Espada?
Listen, Yordan Alvarez is feeling better. The Astros are going to stay away from him today. Joe Espada said the team doesn't think imaging is necessary for his right hand. That was yesterday. Today, on May 5th, he goes to the IL.
That was a no-brainer for me.
So again, it was the tail was two straight days, and... he's been dealing with it for a couple of days, and maybe that has something to do with Clint. Remember we talked about why in the world does he need back-to-back days off? Why did he need to be off Thursday or Wednesday and then them have an off day on Thursday? And maybe that's where the hand started giving him problems. But he is down, and he is going to the IL. And I wonder, is this retroactive to, we'll see if you or Cheryl can figure that out. Maybe that's retroactive to that first day he was set down. But he is not going to be in the lineup. And this will be interesting to watch, Clint, because we've talked about it. And we watched it for the past couple of days. His presence out of that lineup, and I don't care if he's hitting, what was it, 209 or whatever the hell he's hitting.
Yeah.
I don't care. His presence out of that lineup... Hell, they may need to move Jacob there the way he's swinging the bat is. But it just changes the whole feel and look of the lineup, and especially a team that has been struggling offensively to begin with. So this is something that Clint, once we saw he was out two straight games, that isn't shocking, but they really need to figure out how to manufacture runs and where they're going to come through. They need Paredes to really pick it up, Christian Walker to pick it up, Pena to stay hot, Altuve, who has started to slide a little bit, him to get hot again. This is a big deal offensively for this team right now.
Yeah, it's a big deal offensively, but look, let's take a, I mean, just if you look at what's going on around him right now, with Pena is hotter than a firecracker, Jake Meyers is coming, Yainer Diaz is swinging it really, really well, Christian Walker has been better. It didn't stick out to me, so I haven't really looked at it, but Paredes has been good really from jump. And so you finally got some guys that are kind of, you know, that are swinging it better. So maybe they're able to weather this storm a little bit better than expected without Yordan in the middle of it. You know, we'll see. Obviously you don't want it to be for too long. That's for damn sure.
Yeah. We'll see what happens there, but that's breaking news we need to look at right there. As we were just talking about the Astros, he is going to the IL. Tough news right there coming from the Astros. They're going to put their best player, their best hitter, on the IL. And who knows, man? That's tough because he was struggling to begin with. We'll see how long it takes for him when he gets back to get it back together. But they desperately need Yordan Alvarez after dropping 2 of 3 in Chicago. All right. 713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch as well, you can jump in on this. Has Jalen Green played his final game for the Houston Rockets? I heard Stephen A. this morning say he needs to pack his bags and expect to leave Houston. I heard them on TNT kind of talking about it last night. I personally was wondering, could he get one more basket yesterday, Clint, because he would have gotten a straight outside of the 38 he had. He would have then had 7, 8, 9, and if he'd have got another basket yesterday, 10, he's got 11 and 12. Those are his points outside, but instead he got 8. So he got 8 twice. Those are his points outside of the game, 238. When you look at this, and this team was close, and Raphael Stone and Ime Udoka and a competitive nut that I believe when you get to business the way that Tillman Fertitta has gotten, this is a competitive person. Saul, we are close. We are close. I'll be honest with you. If they had a guy like Devin Booker or Kevin Durant or Giannis, they'd have handled the Warriors in 5 or 6. I'll be honest with you. Just what we saw, if they had him instead of Jalen Green, they would have handled them in 5 or 6. They have all the ammunition to make that happen. Do you think Jalen Green potentially has played his last game?
I think potentially, yes. The way you phrase that, absolutely. I think there is a real, real possibility that Jalen Green has played his last game as a Rocket. Now, this may be a knee-jerk reaction. It may be in the moment, in the heat of passion, if you will. I'm more worried about how bad did he hurt his value.
Yeah.
I mean, now do you look at it and do teams that are making deals go, no, we're not making a deal unless it's this player or that player, you know, versus Jalen Green? Does the NBA as a whole look at him as boy, what we watched was due to youth and inexperience more so than, hey man, the guy just doesn't have that killer instinct and doesn't have he's more of a 2 or 3 on a squad instead of a 1.
I'm more worried about that. He's not a 1, right? We got that.
I'm worried about other teams looking at him. Like other teams that think that he's still got that in there, then maybe we'd get more for him. I agree with your overall point which is my point. Like the value coming into the season, leading scorer for the Rockets, we were hoping like hell he showed us something in the playoffs and was the reason that you won. And he did for one game. He showed you what you hope to see consistently. He did for one game, but the reality of it is he's not a 1. And I wonder how much damage this playoffs did for the Rockets' ability to move him to get the caliber player that they need.
He's still 23 years old.
Yep.
And came in and was this team's, I think it's arguable, right? We had this, I think it's at least an argument. I know there is going to be some people who says, no, it was Afrin Shengun, but it's at least an argument. Through the 82 games, and he's there every game, he played all 82 the last 2 years, through 82 games, he was this team's leading scorer and arguably the team's best player during 82 games at 23. And I think that there are still some people who are looking to start over, like a Phoenix. I think a Phoenix knows what time it is. They're looking to start over. And maybe Milwaukee is looking at the Giannis thing and saying, we can't do nothing. And they're maybe starting over. Or whoever else there may be out there that look at it and say, that's a good place to start over with the picks that we can get. And we can do that, right? And a contract that is manageable. So maybe that is something that they look at. But, you know, I think it has to be seriously on the table. And to me, I think it has to be the deal. Because there isn't a trade in which I would want Alfred Shingun or Amen Thompson to be out of here to bring in one of those players. To me, it's Jalen Green. Like, it's those three. Those three will fetch the most along with their picks. And to me, it's got to be him. And someone just texted in, keep Jalen and add a one. Again, guys, he scored 7, 8, 8, 9, 11, and 12 in 6 of the 7 games and was, as Clint said, borderline running away from the moment. He didn't want it. Like, he didn't. He played like a role player, right? He's becoming too expensive of a role player. And I think right now you've got to strike at this point. And I think if he plays another year, Clint, and it kind of ends the way it did, I think you do hurt yourself and put yourself in a position where people are like, all right, now he's 24. Now it's 2 playoffs or it's 2 years in a row where it's clear he wasn't ready to go. I think right now, if you're going to make the move, this is the time to make the move. And they're not fools. They see, damn it, we just didn't have anywhere to go. We didn't have anywhere to go late.
Yeah. Yeah, the thing is, too, when we're talking specifically about Jalen Green, the question is Jalen Green play his last game? Like, the Rockets have to be much more willing to get rid of him than really any of the guys that you saw get minutes in the playoffs. I mean, if anything, the Rockets are looking at Jabari Smith, the Rockets are looking at Tari Eason, the Rockets are looking and going, damn, we probably should have played those guys more.
Oh.
Damn, we should have got those
Jabari
guys more minutes.
Smith, that's the one.
That's who, yeah. That
he played
agree.
12 damn minutes last night.
Yeah.
Outside of Fred, he's been your second best perimeter shooter in the series.
Well, and the crazy thing there was I even tweeted this, man. I mean, you're down 10, clearly can't get anything going offensively, and you've got the two, Tari Eason and Jabari Smith, or if you're going to kick the ball to somebody that's sitting beyond the three-point line, those are the two guys that have knocked down shots, and they're both of them on the bench. But the point being is, like, you want to hang on to those guys as you know, as many of those guys as you possibly can. And so while Jalen Green's stock was sliding, I think those guys' stock was rising. And so, yeah, I mean, I can't see any, if a move is made, which I think it's blatantly obvious, a move needs to be made with the Rockets.
Yep.
And I think it's blatantly obvious who gets moved in that deal, if at all possible. Assuming his value hadn't dropped enough.
Of the three, like...
Well, I mean, but I think you put 5 of them. Put Tari Eason and Jabari Smith in there as well.
Yeah, but I don't think those guys would... I don't think those guys are looked at as could be ones or two.
Yeah, fair.
Right,
fair.
I think Amen Thompson, Alfred Shingun, and Jalen Green are guys that people look at and say can be ones and twos.
Right.
But Jalen Green is playing to the level of Jabari Smith and Tari Eason. At times worse, and they are role players. And I think this is, if you're going to try to strike with him, this is it. Because if you look at it, Clint, how would you describe Shingun in game 7? You're like, that was one of his poor games in the series, right? Would you say?
Yeah, I, to me, I thought he was just out of gas.
But it was one of his four games.
Yes, it was. He appeared to me to be completely exhausted in that game. But yes, yeah, it was the other games. He seemed to be full of piss and vinegar. That one,
his poor game of the season is 21-14 series is 21-14-5.
Yep.
Jalen's got a 7 in there in his poor games. Like, that's the crazy thing is when you look at Shingun and Thompson, their numbers are jumping up from what they did in the regular season, especially from a points perspective. Across the board, Shingun's numbers jumped up. He averaged during the regular season 19, 5 assists, 10 rebounds. In the playoffs, he averaged 21, 5 assists, 12 rebounds. Like, that's him across the board from the postseason. I am afraid to look at what Jalen did. Jalen Green averaged 21, 3.5 assists, 4.5 rebounds. In the series, he averaged 13, and he had a 38-point game in there. Yep. He averaged 13, 3 assists, and 5 rebounds. The rebounds are the only thing that went up for him. He shot 37% from the field and 29% from three. Like, when you look at that, man, I just think here, you can't one afford to say, let's run this thing back. And then let's see if he learned from it. Yeah. Because you look at it, somebody texted in, I'm so tired of the age because Cade Cunningham and Anthony Edwards are young too. And it is a clear thing. If you watch these playoffs, that was Cade Cunningham's first taste of the playoffs. That, like, Jalen ain't getting there.
Jay, the most concerning thing about Jalen is if you're the Rockets, is it just he seemed to be okay with the opportunity coming and going and him being on the bench in critical moments. I mean, it's just, yeah, I'm with the texture. Like, I'm tired of the age. I just don't buy it. I think
it don't matter the age.
It's one thing to perform. If you perform poorly, you can blame a lot of things on age. And if you perform, or you even say, hey, man, the stage was, them lights were right, man. The pressure got to me. But when it's just time and time again, the moment's too big. Like, at some point, it's you just ain't got it.
Yeah. Amen Thompson Jr. It was Shingun's first playoff series, right? Like, those guys were going through a similar thing that he was. I think that's the big thing, is they learned, Clint, what he is. And I think he could probably play better, but someone texted earlier, if he would have just been between, 15 and 20 points a game, 5-6 points off his average, they'd have won this series. And he was not interested in that. Did he go 3-for-8 again? He did that like 3 times in the series. Just sitting there chilling on 3-for-8 in this series. All right, coming up, D'Amico Ryans, he said something that makes the picture a little clearer. Maybe not a little, a lot clearer on the most important group on this football team. We'll discuss that coming up next, right here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Live on The Drive.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back. Listen, I love it. Someone texted in, Jalen Green is Harden Jr. James went out there and had him a game 7, didn't he?
Much like we're used to seeing.
Hold on, whose game 7 was better? Was Jalen's better? Jalen had 8.
I think he beat him by 1 point. I believe Harden had 7.
Yeah, but Harden had a bunch of assists, didn't he?
Yeah. Nah, who cares? At least, he's a turd.
We say at least he gave you that.
At least he got involved.
We said they did. That assist wasn't what the hell they was looking for. They needed your ass to take. How many shots did Jake? James took 8. They both took 8. James was 2 for 8. He was 3 for 8.
That's the James for me with Harden, it was never about. It was always like, you just ain't even trying if you're taking 8 shots.
Which is not good enough.
But game 6, James was 28, 6, and 8. To get him there, that was an elimination game.
I got to actually learn how to play.
And then somebody just took over his body again.
I'm going to tell you. No. James got to.
Stole his talent.
I can speak to this from some level of having done it. When you're in the streets, I'm telling you, James is gonna look when you're in the streets. As hard as it is believed that James Harden is in the streets.
I thought James had gotten past that comment.
I don't know if he's giving honey bun bags of honey buns to little rappers.
Thank you.
Like they're
3 years ago.
Well, no, I'm just in general, but like. All joking aside, I'm being dead serious.
Very much strange.
That was strange. But the game to game, the inconsistencies and the appearance to not give a damn is magnified times 10. Like he doesn't understand,
which is not good enough
at this point, what he's doing.
I mean, I will say the comparison. I heard Rick Bucher say it earlier today on Fox. The comparison, and I feel this way with Jalen, with James, because I felt like that way after game 2. Like, for me, with Jalen Green, I don't know, we're supposed to be talking about something else, and we will. Jalen Green, for the life of me, I can't understand how after game 2, he wasn't ultra-aggressive. Like, after game 2, I just went 38 on these chokers. Like, I don't know how he comes up with the next game and shoots 8 shots. I don't even know how it's possible. But Rick Bucher said this about Harden. I think it's similar to Jalen Green, and that is James is like, hey, let me see if somebody else can go ahead and take care of this. Instead of like, I'm gonna go ahead and do my thing. Let me see if Kawhi can take care of it. Let me see if Norman Powell can take care of it. Let me see if Zubac can take care of it. And it did. I feel that way with Jalen Green. It was like, shoot, man, here, you got it, man. I know you can't shoot outside of six feet, but hell, you got it. Let me throw it over here to you. Here, Dylan, you take it. Like, I do feel that vibe that Jalen was more like, here, somebody else.
Well, there's no doubt. That's when I quit on him. If you can go score 38 in a playoff game.
And the next game, you can't
then come back and tell me how wobbly your knees were and how big the court looked and how bright the lights were. Like, we're beyond it. You scored 38, man. Like, there's a lack of an it factor there. There is the inability to do it night in, night out. And again, I'm not talking about 38. I'm talking about be the dude night in, night out. One way or another, and take the good with the bad. The inability to do that is the scary thing with Jalen Green.
Yep, and it's tough. And it's got some. It does have some Harden feel to it. Although I think it's a little like Harden don't go, you know, 7, 8, 9. 11-12 in a series. Now he gonna shrink in the final game. That means the most. But I mean, he
won't. Yeah. But how do you justify a guy Harden taking 8 shots?
Yeah, I don't justify it. I just when he didn't, when he played a certain. I'm just saying Jalen's worse at this point. But real quick, the Texans were at their 22nd annual charity golf classic, and we heard a lot from Cal and Hannah. The door is still open for you to join the drive at any time.
Does this count as us being on your show?
No, it doesn't. Just mentioning you. And also Mike Toman's got an interesting look right here, man. My man Mike's he's put together. He's got to be in line for one of the most fit looking presidents in the NFL. Yeah, I didn't know that's what Mike was coming with here. He's got to be he's He's got to be up there with some of these other presidents. But D'Amico Ryan's also spoken. He spoke about Tank Dell a bit. Spoke about, you know, a few things concerning this team. Jimmy Ward, who is out of a boot since his surgery. But he also spoke about his top offensive line draft pick, Arianti Urseri. He spoke about him, fellas, and he said that Urseri will be beginning at tackle and not at guard at this point, Clint. He will start at tackle and not at guard, Clint. You good with this? Are you good with this? Because we felt like
absolutely
the clear need for them was interior, but the only lineman they drafted in the draft was someone who played tackle that many people said could move in. But no, you good with this?
But absolutely. I've been saying it for months now. I mean, to draft a guy in the NFL draft that's played nothing but tackle his entire career and then immediately bump him inside to guard when you are what the Houston Texans are in a sense of not being able to protect your quarterback, that is plumb ass silly. Everybody around here talks about it like, oh, no big deal. No, it is a big deal. It is a big deal. When you drafted the tackle in the second round, the it immediately screams Tytus Howard is playing guard. Period. It's the only way to make sense of it.
Right? Yep.
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean,
and Blake Fisher's on the bench again.
The general just flippant conversations about this kid playing guard or anybody. I'm not talking about him. It's anybody in general. Playing guard for a team that their quarterback was the second most pressured quarterback in the NFL last year. It's silly.
The first time he plays guard is in the NFL.
Yeah, like that's conducive to your success or him. It doesn't make sense. It's silly, man. If guard, like I said before, guard, center, guard, you want to shift around guard, center, guard and mix match it. Cool. Yeah, make that work all day long. You want to take a guy that's been playing guard his whole life or center his whole life and make him a guard, blah, blah, blah. That, cool, I'm good with that. But tackle to guard is a huge difference. And you're talking about a guy that for at least 4 years of his career, if not longer, I don't know what his high school history is, but if not longer, has been a tackle. He's been playing on the edge. He's played in space. He's pass protected versus guys that are taller, leaner, smaller, and play with speed and finesse, and you just think you're going to plug him in inside in the NFL and he's going to go over there and play the D-tackles that are on the Texans schedule? That's been silly from the start. I said it when we talked about it 2 months ago when we started talking about the draft. I just, there's no doubt that he's a tackle. And if D'Amico Ryans is interested in putting the best five on the field from a protection standpoint, then that kid's got to be a tackle. Now, I would argue that Tytus Howard should be a tackle too, but you're left with now making the best of a bad situation, which is a lot of unproven guys that have played guard. I say unproven. A lot of one-year contracted guys playing inside.
Yeah, I think a couple of things can be true. I'm completely with it. The guy's a tackle.
Yes.
You draft him. Like, his body says tackle. Everything says tackle. By the way, you think he's a day one starter? I know he's not the first round pick, but he's early in the second round. We know what D'Amico said about that because Blake Fisher's a second round pick too. They're both tackles, right? They're not moving Blake inside, and it looks like there may be a competition between the two of them.
Yeah, right? I like Blake Fisher, man. I thought he did well when he was in there, and I think you could help him. But here's the reality of it: it's going to be a hell of a competition, and to me, and I hadn't seen this kid yet, but just hearing what people are talking about him, there's a little bit more of a mauler. There's a little bit more of the ability to snatch folks than maybe what Blake Fisher brings to the table. We'll see how that plays out. I think it's going to be a hell of a competition. And it seems like, based on what the Texans are wanting to do offensively, it seems like he probably fits the mold of what they wanted, the move they want to make a little bit better than Blake. But the 1 year, the second year in the league, the one full year of offseason in the NFL, that is an absolute game changer. Now, if this kid is the beast that they all say he is, and he's just abnormally strong and has some things you can't coach, then that's going to change the game. But it'll be a hell of a competition at that tackle spot, I believe.
All right, yeah.
And, when I say competition, I ain't talking about some manufactured.
This is real.
I'm talking about real.
These are two second-round picks, both of them second-round picks. And then, because Cam's on the left side, right?
I think so.
And then it's those two, Trent Brown. I don't know how much he'll figure into it, but we said it. They drafted another tackle after bringing in all those tackles, which screamed Tytus Howard. You are a very expensive guard now, is where it is. And maybe that is the best for this team. Coming up, a little something new we're doing on Mondays. You can text in as well. Weekend's best. Weekend's worst. I feel like many of you can come up with a lot of worst, but what about the best? We'll do that coming up next right here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Live on the drive.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back in as we are live here on The Drive. As Clint and Tyler, we're trying to make sense of this season end of the Rockets, as they had a very, very tough end to it. It felt like they had really closed the gap and they were going to win this sucker. And then they came out, and the thing that has given them problems the whole way is their offensive output. And in the biggest game of the season, they're under 90 points again and struggled offensively. But I do want to start this a little Monday, weekend's best, weekend's worst. Text line, you can jump in, 713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, you can jump in as well. In the sports world, hell, anywhere, to be honest with you. Who would you say was the weekend's best, the weekend's worst? We can roll through and look at that. Listen, I'm going to be different from Tyler. Tyler likes to go to the negative, all right? Tyler likes to go to the negative. No, damn it.
I like to get it out of the way.
I think we've done enough negative today. Okay. By the way, it is my birthday. I'm 41. Shout out to Reggie, who dropped off a little queso, a little margaritas, frozen ones. I just refilled.
Yeah,
I did.
Oh, somehow, you should at your birthday, man.
Somehow, I broke my straw in the process, so we're gonna have to go without the straw. Which all right, it's all right. But shout out to him taking care of us.
Here, man, you need a straw? You have mine.
No, man, you take this, bro.
Oh, okay, that's an offer.
713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, do you just take another man's straw? Like, what's the relationship level that you have with another man to accept his straw? 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch.
I mean, how you feel about it, Tyler? Depends on what's on the other end of it.
Tyler, you needed a straw.
A lot of thoughts going through my head right now.
What's the relationship?
Limit them to a drink and a plastic straw, please.
Like, Sterling, obviously, you take Sterling's straw.
That's
Sterling
where
was
my
on
mind
the golf
went
course,
first.
By the way, this morning, and he looked like he had some sort of a strawberry margarita that I saw.
Really?
So shout out
didn't
to
even
Sterling.
Invite Tyler.
Damn, little brother's out there living. I had no idea.
Didn't mean to put you out there on there, Sterling, but I just wanted
to. Just in case your old lady didn't know.
I don't know.
Just in case your old lady thought you was at work.
But yeah, I thought Tyler had that one. I saw that one on. Well, that was on social media. That's on him. It was on social media. I saw that, and I felt like it was open season.
That is right where my mind went first, though. It was like, okay, I've shared a straw with brother before. Family members, of course. I think that might be where it stops for me.
I think family members start, right? Like, your best friend, is it Blaine? Would you? Nope, let me not go there. I could see the look in your eye as soon as you said that. As soon as I said Blaine, you're not. Maybe another straw. Like, are you taking Cap straw?
Nah, I don't know where Cap's mouth is. ain't no way. Hell no.
Because I know you'll take Linda's straw.
I throw that straw out and drink whatever. I'll drink after whatever he's got in that cup.
Not taking the straw.
And I'm going to be honest with you. Sorry, Cap, but I'll damn near take any straw.
What about big draws?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No question. I mean, both of y'all, I'd take y'all straw. If I really felt I needed a straw, I'd take both of y'all straw.
I don't really use straws.
I'm not a big straw guy either, but I would take y'all straw if I needed a damn straw. I would not think twice about it.
You need a straw on this one because I've nearly thrown this margarita in my face. If
either of y'all take me out, hey, look, it's just time to go. After all stuff I've done, look.
This is it. You know, this would be the thing. All right.
If it's drinking through a straw after Ron and Tyler, then hell, I mean, it's just my time.
All right, Tyler.
I pride myself on my hygiene.
We've learned about each other's hygiene. Tyler, what's your weekend's best? Who is your weekend's best this week?
My best has got to go to that man in the khakis, Jake from Rake Farm, Jake Myers.
What the hell
he
got
does
in?
Look like a khaki, what heck, like a Jim Harbaugh's crease khaki guy.
Yeah. But that strong jaw. What in the hell got into Jake this weekend?
I don't know, but I liked it.
Specifically Saturday. What happened to Jake?
If you missed it out there, Saturday, old Jake Myers and his khakis. Jake was just the fourth player since 1901 to record 13-plus total bases. He went 4-for-4, 2 homers, 7 RBI, 13 total bases. Have yourself a day,
He was 2-for-4 on Friday as well, and mm-hmm. then he had a hit yesterday before they called the rain delay. So
can I add a little something to it, Tyler?
Go ahead, add to it.
Please.
Tied the club record with 13 total bases. By the way, Yordan Alvarez last year versus Philly had that. First player in franchise history to tally 13 total bases while batting ninth. It's ninth. I think my eyes are bad, boys. It's ninth.
We've been talking about that for a couple weeks now.
Just the fourth player in MLB history ever to record 13 or more total bases and batting the ninth hole. Some fellow named Jackie Bradley got that. Tied the club record for 4 extra base hits in a game. It's now happened 6 times. Bregman was the last to do it. First Astro to record 4 extra base hits from the 9 hole. But 9 hole really, really keeps surfacing here.
Jake with the rake.
His career best 7 RBIs are 1 shy of the club record and the most by an Astro since Jose Abreu had 7 in 2023 at Texas.
Yeah, it was a huge week, and they needed it. They're down 3-0 in that game, and Jake single-handedly brought them back.
It feels
and
huge.
And that thing. All right, Clint, what's your weekend's best? Who's your weekend's best?
I'm gonna go with Washington D.C. just in general.
Oh, just the city of D.C.
Yeah, well, look, I mean, it started out with the Commanders. I mean, they got their quarterback and they had a great season, right? And then D.C. they've announced that they're going to move,
they're going to build a new stadium
at the same location. RFK location, so they're bringing it back. I didn't realize that when they built the new
Landover or something now,
which was not in the district. So now they're bringing it back to the district. Yeah. And then I saw this morning where President Trump announced that the 2027 draft will be in D.C. Boy, it's amazing what happens when you sell the team when a crook and just a terrible human being sells the team and somebody gets a hold of it and they start moving and shaking. It's amazing how quickly you can turn the page there.
I want to start working on us trying to get to that. It's supposed to be at the mall.
Yeah,
like that's going to be a hell of a setup.
Yeah,
I want to get with the boss to start working.
I mean, that's
on
2 years. That. Where's the draft at next year?
You're right. I don't even know if I'll still be working here in 2 years. But I want to work on that now, boss. Maybe just get it in 2027. That would be a nice one to go to.
Yeah.
Hopefully the Texans have a first round pick.
I guess I have been there because we played the.
I'm about to say you played Washington often.
Yeah, we, and they were still the other team then.
And were they playing at RFK then?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. My
For sure.
My weekend's best is to Caitlin Clark. I will be honest with you, fellas. Caitlin Clark, she played an exhibition game at home, and they beat Brazil by 90. I don't think I'm exaggerating. I think they won that game by 90. The Fever played Brazil, and they played it at Iowa, her old spot, and she went off. She hit, you know, a logo three. She hit a shot from, but she's just pulling up.
Like, yeah, girl.
Like Steph does. And the reason why I say that is yesterday, prior to the Rockets game, the number one sports trending thing on my timeline was Caitlin Clark going crazy. And I'll be honest, fellas, I wondered if this would kind of subside a bit. I wonder, all right, now the novelty is over. Year one, she's playing in the league. It feels like people still care about Caitlin Clark. And the interest level is shooting up with Caitlin Clark, which is to me, and she's a, like, I didn't realize it, an exhibition game against Brazil.
Yeah.
And that's the biggest talk.
Tip the cap to the WNBA, because that game was played at her college, Iowa.
Yep.
Angel Reese and what's the little white chick that's a guard that was at LSU and then went to TCU, drafted to Chicago.
Van Leith
or whatever her name is. So she's on that same team. She had played at LSU, won a national title with LSU. And they played a exhibition game at LSU on the campus. Shout out to WNBA for thinking outside the box. Absolutely. I mean, tip the cap to the WNBA for thinking outside the box and making that happen. That would be, now, I mean, I don't, if I were a Hawkeye or if I were a LSU grad, that would be something that would be cool as hell to be a part of, to go back and see. Job well done right there by the WNBA.
Tyler, real quick, let's go through what's your weekend worst. Who is your weekend's worst?
Oh, Jalen Green.
Okay. All
right. Yeah.
Did he cost you money? Did you stay away from Jalen?
Yeah, I did. I didn't bet on
him. By the way, we got to get in. He should be an honorable mention. Tyler closed out Friday by only missing one bet. He was, 77% for the week?
Yes, sir.
And that's 20 bets.
Man, that is big. What's your weekend worst?
Abdul Carter. I'm this same guy that asked to have Lawrence Taylor's number, and he got shot down, so he turned around and asked for number 11, Phil Simms' number, and he got shot down again. I mean, what is he doing?
Well, 11 was your college
shot. I mean, what's he doing? What are you doing? Like, just stop, man.
What other numbers are
there? Who cares?
Anything but those two.
If you go to New York, anything but those
what
two.
What other Giants numbers are off the market?
I mean, I think it's just those two.
Is Eli,
right?
Does he go for 10 next?
Well, I was about to say, Eli?
I mean, Eli?
Go for 10 next? Is it home for Eli? You going to roll up to Carl Banks next?
I mean, damn.
Harry Carson next?
Pick a number already.
My weekend, weekend worst goes to Charles, Kenny, and Shaq. As the game was coming to an end, they go fishing, and they took the Rockets fishing. And Charles said, "Who the hell is that in the water?" And Kenny didn't have it. Shaq didn't have it. Ernie said, "That's Jose Altuve. He's in a trash can." They said, "Oh,
they didn't have Jose Altuve."
Oh
wow,
really, really happy.
They didn't have, and he's in uniform. I'm gonna show you the photo. They did not have Jose Altuve. It's absolutely, that's ridiculous. I'm sorry. Like, I understand.
It's a first ballot Hall of Famer.
I understand it's not a national sport, but that damn trash can thing was a pretty big deal, and he seems to be the cover. That got to be like,
but that's almost like not knowing who Spud Webb is.
And then Charles had the audacity to circle around and say, "Is that Jim Parsons?" I said, "Hell, you got Jim Parsons, but you ain't got Jose Altuve."
Holy shit.
What you got coming up at the pool?
We talked about how thin or unknown, let's call it that, the wide receiver room is for the Texans behind Nico Collins. Who's going to step up? I love what I'm hearing about one of the rookies the Texans drafted. You're going to want to hear this, Houston. Stay plugged in right there. That's next right here on Sports Radio 610.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.